This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A defense of U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday called the U.S. airlift to extract more than 120,000 Americans, Afghans, and other allies from Afghanistan to end a 20-year-old war. A success, though more than 100 Americans and thousands of others were left behind. He says the administration started asking Americans to leave Afghanistan well before this month's evacuation.
Since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March.
He added the choice was to leave Afghanistan or escalate a war that already lasted a decade too long.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
Pakistan's foreign minister is urging the international community to act to prevent hardship in neighboring Afghanistan after the takeover of the country by the Taliban. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Shah Mahmood Qureshi says it's in the interest of peace and stability for the world to remain engaged and not abandon Afghanistan, since more instability and a further exodus of Afghans fleeing the Taliban rule were not in the interest of the nation or elsewhere, Qureshi says. As this is a pivotal moment in Afghanistan's history, the international community must remain engaged and should not let economic collapse take place in Afghanistan. Qureshi adds Pakistan has facilitated the evacuation of more than 10,000 foreigners from the country since the takeover. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And there is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has criticized the West's recent involvement in Afghanistan as an outsider's attempt to impose democracy, although he's done so by citing Russia's Vladimir Putin while thinking he was quoting Germany's Angela Merkel. In a radio interview aired Wednesday, the Pope was asked about the new political map taking shape in Afghanistan after the United States and its allies withdrew from the Taliban-controlled country after 20 years of war. Pope said that he would answer using a quote that he attributed to the German chancellor, who he described as one of the world's greatest political figures. Weather disasters are striking the world 4 to 5 times more often and causing 7 times more damage than in the 1970s. That's according to the United Nations Weather Agency. But these disasters are killing far fewer people. In the 1970s and 80s, they killed an average of about 170 people a day worldwide. In the 2010s, that dropped to about 40 per day, according to the World Meteorological Organization in a report Wednesday, and that looks at more than 11,000 weather disasters in the past half century. The report comes during a disaster-filled summer globally, with the United States simultaneously struck by powerful Hurricane Ida and an onslaught of drought-worsened wildfires. The COVID-19 surge is stretching oxygen supplies and sending hospitals scrambling for more ventilators, even as there are signs of hope that the spread of the virus is slowing down in pockets of the U.S. The oxygen shortages are yet another sign of the toll of the summer COVID-19 resurgence has taken on the nation's hospital system. A handful of states, including Florida, Oregon, Hawaii, and Mississippi, as well as Louisiana, have set pandemic records for the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations. And many hospitals are dangerously short of staff and intensive care unit beds. The good news is that the country is averaging 155,000 new infections a day, but the caseload trajectory has slowed down dramatically from earlier in August. South African scientists have now detected a new coronavirus variant with multiple mutations, but they're yet to establish whether it's more contagious or able to overcome the immunity provided by vaccines or prior infection. The new variant, known as C12, was first detected in May and has now spread to most South African provinces and to 7 other countries in Africa, Europe, Asia, and Oceania, according to research, which is yet to be peer-reviewed. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.